listen to the Jason Greger Show presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Remember, if you gamble, use your game sense. Stay within your limits. Go to gamesense.ab.ca.
And, of course, with all the sports going on, the green and gold coming off a very difficult loss in Toronto, a game where the defense played unreal, 4-6 turnovers. They led the vast majority of the game and probably felt like that's one that definitely let slip away. As their head coach said, this one is going to sting. Well, that loss is obviously in the past, and now you focus on Hamilton, and our next guest is somebody who has just continually gotten better and better as he's gained more reps and more starts. Linebacker Joel DuBlanco joins us. Joel, welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Jason.
Well, Joel, you look back, and how long do you fester a tough loss like that, and then do you got to kind of, you know, just flush it out and focus on Hamilton? Like, is Saturday night the flight home where it is, and then you wake up Sunday and you're like, okay, or does it take a few days to get rid of a disappointment from that loss?
I mean, you definitely got to live in it a little bit. Coach kind of talked to us about, you know, feeling it for 24 hours, right? And so I think you feel on the way back, and then you go and watch a film of it the next day, talk it out. And, for me, I really get like refreshed when I'm able to get back onto the field and play a little bit of football and practice a little bit. And so that's able to get the taste out of your mouth, get a little football into you so you can continue to move on. But yeah, definitely stings that we let that one slip through our fingers, but that's why you play the game. And that's pro sports. It's just you gotta play good the whole 60. You can't be really good for 58 minutes or 55 minutes, right? So
that's very well said. Now, Joel, you're the number one overall pick in the draft, and obviously, so there come expectations with that. And you know what, you've gotten more and more reps and starts, and you know, we're seeing why you were touted as highly as you were. What is you from a personal standpoint? Where do you feel has been kind of the biggest growth in your game throughout this season?
I think getting in-game reps is probably. I mean, it's. You know, I think the practices have been going well. I've been feeling more prepared in them and everything. And, all throughout this year from training camp, felt really good. And then, but being able to get in game and get those reps under your belt and just get comfortable out on the field because it is a lot different than practice. And you're like, my dad was a golfer, and okay. He would talk about your practice swing versus your tournament swing, right? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how you want to become, like, say you practice, like, you know, I'm a guy that practices hard, right?
Okay.
So you want to take your practice self to the game self, because that's, you know, every day you feel comfortable at practice, you mess around with things and try different things. In the game, sometimes everybody can get really tight, you know? And so just being able to be that same player and that, you know, that, for me, you know, being someone that practice hard, you want to be that same person. Some people don't practice hard, right? So it's like maybe they can flip a switch. But, I just believe in, putting the time into preparation. And so, yeah, I think that's been really important. And, you know, my family, I'm really big on my faith and just a lot of prayer, a lot of answered prayers, just giving me opportunity, but also giving me opportunities to go and, make some plays. And so, more opportunities have come up of late. So,
well, you look at the sacks this team has made the last few weeks. Like, it's, you know, specifically the D-line, right? They got more sacks as a D-line group in the last two games than they had in the first 11. The secondary, four interceptions. And really, I thought Ty Ford should have had number five. I thought that was kind of a soft roughing the passer call, unfortunately, on Metier at that time. But from a guy in the middle in between those two, right. I know when the defense is working well, the secondary helps the D-line. Conversely, you know what? You kind of work in unison as a defense. For a guy who's kind of in the middle and works with both, what has kind of been the switch here that has led to way more sacks and way more interceptions in the last few weeks?
We've been playing really good ball lately. And I think it was a matter of time before the ball kind of bounced our ways in some of those aspects. We've been really close on pressures, and then, you know, one guy loses contain, and then the quarterback rolls out, right? We looked at it last week, and that we're the highest pressure QB pressure team in the CFL, but we have the least amount of sacks. And so, you know, we're getting pressures, but we're not getting home, right? So everybody was challenged last week, and you know, with the DBs and making sure we're finishing those plays. And it's not good enough to just get, you know, to bat the ball down, right? It's you got to go and make that play. Close isn't good enough anymore, especially where we're at in the standings. So we got to go finish plays, and it was cool to see some of those plays getting finished. And sometimes when it comes to those things too, they come in kind of waves, you know. Once the ball, once one person gets a pick, you know, then, you know, we have three or four, right? So it's kind of crazy how the day went. And so yeah, just being prepared for when your opportunity comes. And a lot of guys took advantage of it that day.
Joel DeBlanco joins us. So, Joel, what, do you sense the difference in confidence amongst the group when all of a sudden you start to see, and I know that sacks aren't the do-all, end-all, but when you're getting that much pressure and the quarterback is slipping out, and then it looks like we got a 4-yard loss and it turns into an 11-yard gain, like, it gets annoying after a while. But now that you're getting the sacks, you're getting the stops, you're getting the pressures, more incompletions, more interceptions, just in practice, is it different? Can you sense that confidence from your unit?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And, yeah. And the thing is, we do it during practice, and it's just taking it to the game. And, you know, the good thing about doing it as practice is you can build the confidence and, that you're going to go do it in a game. And, we practice really hard, and we believe that that's, what has continued to help our growth throughout the year, is that we've taken practice really seriously. And, we go out there and we work hard. And, yeah, we get great work in with our ones and our lift team and everything like that. And so just taking that to the field, and, you know, obviously we were able to get some good opportunities this last weekend.
Working with J.C. Sherrod as your defensive coordinator, a guy, a former linebacker himself, so obviously understands the position, kind of how do you feel your relationship's grown together, and what have you learned from him as your D.C. this year?
I've learned a lot, you know. But he's, I mean, I think it's really cool. And, I've always connected really well with coaches that, were former players. And, my coach in college, was a former player as well, Marcus Freeman. And so, yeah, I really enjoy, hearing his mindset and his brain. And he's played the position too in this league for this team at a really high level. So, it's just like, you know, he gets it in a lot of circumstances. And so, yeah, I think it's just an awesome opportunity for all the guys in our room and me. And especially just, you know, as guys have been getting more banged up, you know, Niles is down, and Nick is a little banged up. And so, you know, I think it adds a little bit more responsibility on my shoulders. And so, you know, just having conversations like that, and just being, having conversations as men, and, just being able to step up, and as a guy that has more starts than others right now, you know what I mean? And whether that's five more or six more or whatever it is, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
yeah, it's different. So I think, as the season gone, I think our relationship has deepened, and it's been really enjoyable.
One last one for you, looking ahead to Hamilton and Bo Levi Mitchell, and just what the biggest challenge that he presents as a quarterback.
I mean, the guy's what, like a first ballot Hall of Famer in this league. He's been doing it for so long. He's got an arm that he can make any throw in the league and, or any throw on the field. They've been running the ball really effectively the past few games. And so, yeah, they're, you know, number one or number two in the league for a reason. And, it's going to be a great challenge. We're looking forward to it. You know, we're still in a position where we can make a playoff run, and, you know, our destiny is in front of us. So, we got to go through teams like that. and we're really excited for the challenge. We're really excited for the challenge and excited for the opportunity. And, yeah, we want to play against the best. And Toronto, really high-powered offense. And, you know, we just came a little bit short from being able to close them out. But we feel strongly about what we're putting on the field and that we're going to answer the call next time.
Well, Joel, continued success and best of luck in Steeltown this Saturday.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you for having me as well.
You betcha, man. Anytime.